I help the other Sarah out through the kitchen exit that backs onto a quiet residential street. It's a chilly autumn night, and when she starts to shiver, I button up her jacket.
"You're a fox," she slurs.
We're eye to eye, and I laugh.
"So are you."
She leans forward and kisses my cheek softly.
"Do you want to smoke?"
"I've got class in the morning."
"We've all got class in the morning," she says.
"Do you want me to call you a ride?" Sarah doesn't answer me as she fetches a joint from her back pocket. I'm tempted to ask her if she's sure that's a good idea in her state, but I'm not her mother, so I stay quiet. Instead, I watch her lean against the brick wall of the building, one foot tucked up beneath her as she lights up the joint and rests it on her bottom lip. She looks impossibly cool. I haven't smoked in ages, and I don't even like pot, but when she gestures for me to take a hit, I do. Within minutes, I'm high. Sarah is an open book, and I'm laughing at something I don't remember her saying. A cloud is enveloping me, pleasant and hot, and I am only vaguely aware when the streetlights seem to start flickering to "Hey Jude" by the Beatles, when a black car stops down the road and its lights go off, then when Sarah takes my hand. She seems to think we're friends. She's speaking in earnest, and I can hear her, but I'm not listening. My head lolls back, the night air on my face. There are stars winking at me through the trees.
"Shit," she says suddenly. "I'm going to go."
I realize I'm sitting on the curb, and I stand up to join her. She's fumbling with her phone, ordering a ride. I'm a 25-minute walk from home, but I'm way too out of it to make the trek, and so I do the same. Our phones ping at the same time. Our rides are close.
"Do you ever wish you could be somebody else?" I hear her ask.
I look up and find her gazing down the street.
"Yes," I say, "all the time."
"Who would you be?" I don't have an answer for her. Words are hard to come by. They feel lodged deep in my throat.
"I'd be Lady Macbeth."
I'm about to tell her Lady Macbeth is a fictional character when a car inches around the corner and pulls up in front of us. Sarah wraps me in a hug.
"This must be me."
My reflexes are all off, and before I manage to lift up my arms in response, she's gone. I vaguely consider going back inside to tell Gavin I'm leaving, but then another car approaches. I stumble in, my eyes closing as soon as my ass hits the seat.
"Are you Sarah?"
a voice asks from the front.
"Yes," I say,
and a beat later, I'm asleep. The driver wakes me up, grumbling at me to get out. I attempt to sit up straight, but my head spins. The driver yells at me again.
"I said get out."
"All right, all right."
I fling open the car door.
"Thanks a lot, man."
It's dark, and I'm cold. I pull my jacket tighter around my body as I try to figure out on which side of Hillmont Road the driver has dropped me. The street is tree-lined, but nothing feels familiar. The trees are taller, leafier, and the houses? I blink at the one in front of me. It's three stories high with a cherry red door and window shutters to match. It's what rich people might call colonial. I swivel around as if my small, shitty house will magically appear across the street.
My heart sinks. It's another mansion.
Fuck. I squat on the curb, more awake now. The cold is clearing my head. Was the driver screwing with me, or did I get into the wrong ride? I open the app, and sure enough, my ride is on its way to Hillmont Road, probably with the other Sarah in tow. I scroll outward on the map. The little blue dot tells me I've been dropped off in a rich suburb on the other side of Windermere. I try to order another ride, but the app locks me out and tells me my credit card has been declined. Just my luck to max out when it's after 3 in the morning. And I'm miles away from home. Suddenly, a light turns on in the house, and there's a buttery glow from behind one of the shutters.